breakfast. For Chemist Warehouse, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.
Lockie Reed is my co-pilot today. And for those of you new to the program, my name's Basil Zemplis. I have been away Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in COVID isolation.
We've missed you, Baz. We've missed you. A lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Keep him away and all of that. I am still in COVID isolation, broadcasting from home, and Lockie's been good enough to come in off the bench for Zay. But it's good timing, Lock, because there's something special going on in your world at the moment.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You got anything for me? On Sunday, Baz, I am turning 50 years of age. Can't believe it. I know everyone at home looking at me going, no way, Locke's 50. Looks more like 70 or 80. Turning 50 in a very exciting weekend because not only am I turning 50, my mum comes this afternoon and I haven't seen my mum in over a year. So she's coming over for my 50th birthday. So very excited. I do have one issue, and I know you turned 50 recently, so I need you to solve a problem for me. I keep getting asked by the family, what do you want? You know, we've got to get you a present for your 50th. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm not a materialistic man. I'm just a basic man. We'd love the kids to be around.
The thing is, and I know where you're heading with this, the thing is when you get to 50, I mean, not that you're depressed, because you're not depressed, because it's not really something that you get that excited about. But you, like me, other things take over. I mean, your family become the most important thing to you. So in the end, you don't really want anything. And it's hard to put your finger on what you might want when they say, what do you want, Dad?
Or what do you
when
want?
Your friends say, what do you need?
Exactly right. I mean, all I want, to be honest, and I know it sounds a bit corny, but I just want a Sunday lunch or a Sunday dinner with my family. So, you know, my son Ben comes around because he lives out of home. Joshy and Mads will always be there at home. Suze will be there. And then obviously my mum's there on Sunday. So it's going to be, that to me is just perfect. But I need to come up with an answer to the question, what did you get for your 50th?
Yeah, all right. So let's help Lockie out. It's really helping Lockie out to help him help the people around him out. What do you get someone when they turn 50? Let's help Lockie out. James is kicking us off. James, morning.
How you going, mate?
What do you get somebody when they're turning 50?
50 plus sunscreen.
Ooh, that's handy.
Lockie.
That is handy.
Lucky for you. That would come handy.
I'd need a couple of bottles just to fill my head there, James. Are you 50, James?
Not far off it.
Not far off. And that's what you would want, or is that just a recommendation for me?
Just a recommendation.
That's a good novelty gift anyway, isn't it? The 50 plus. Yeah. Thank you, James. Well played. Gail's with us in Wanneroo. Gail, morning.
Good morning, Baz. And Lockie, how are you going?
Good, Gail. What do you got for me? I need a present to, an idea to pass on to my family so that they can give me a present on Sunday.
Okay, a digital photo frame so that you've got SD card that you can add all your wonderful moments on there, and you can actually add to it when there's other milestones like your kids' birthdays, anniversaries, and particularly your 50th.
I like it. I like it, Baz, because, I mean, we don't have a lot of photo albums these days, do we? Like, all my photos are in the computer, so that would be handy. Very handy,
Gail. You'd have some great photos from over the years as well. There'd be you with James Crawford, you with Tim Gossage, who else?
Me on Basil's footy show.
There you go, all of those. Gail, that is a really good suggestion. Are you into that, though? If you had the digital photo frame, would you set it up and just let it sort of run forever in the living room, or do you get bored of it after a while?
No, I could get bored of looking at myself, Baz. Absolutely not. No.
Johnny's with us. Thanks, Gail. Good suggestion. John's in Mandurah. John, what do you reckon for the 50th?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Personalised number plates, and I reckon Rocky number one.
Yeah,
Lockie,
I like
one.
It.
Rocky 10.
When I was courtside announcer, Baz, at the Wildcats, I had a singlet, a Wildcat singlet that had Lockie 01. So that would go pretty well, John. I'd like that idea.
Yeah, good Lockie. One. Yeah, well, I'm 10 years old and I got one for my 60th, mate. It's bloody great.
I like it.
There you go.
I like it. What do you have on it, John? What do you have on it?
CVS 21mm.
Right. I like it. Yeah, cool.
That's fancy.
Nick's in Stirling. Nick, what do you reckon?
Hey.
Hello, Nick. What are we talking for 50th birthday present?
A beautiful collage of photos. My parents did it for me. It cost them $300. Yeah. And it was of all my photos I've never actually seen before.
Yeah.
But of a baby, childhood, growing up. You know, I got all the alcohol and everything else with it from everybody. But this one, I figure, will stay with me for the rest of my life, obviously, because it's not going to end up in the stomach.
That's very nice. Hey, Nicky, you're not 50, though. You sound much younger than 50.
I look and sound younger than 50, Baz. But I did turn 50 2 days ago, the 11th of May. And you know who you're talking to.
I tell you what, Nick looks younger than 50, that's for sure. That's not a bad idea,
yeah, like
the collage.
Actually, it's a really good idea, Nick, because my mother-in-law has done that for all her kids and their families. And every time I go around there, I sit there and look through and it starts a conversation, doesn't it, around the house. Oh, remember that time? Remember that photo? Oh, that was fantastic. So I like that idea, Nick. Well done to you.
Absolutely. Well played. Lucky it was the first time I never got cash in the bloody envelope.
When the Greeks turn 50, over the years, there's been some very nice things in the envelope. So Clinton
yeah,
and Hilton.
Absolutely. Anyway,
morning,
guys.
Clinton.
There goes Nick. Clinton.
Yes, how you going?
How are you, mate?
Well, I reckon one of those traffic management 50 km/h signs.
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's good.
Lock,
yeah.
Stick it out the front, put it on the front door, tell everybody that you're 50. Clinton, where would you get your hands on one of those?
Well, I actually work with traffic management, so I'd be able to get a hold of
one. Oh, mate, I'll send you my address. Can you pop one round on Saturday night?
Not a problem, mate. I'll settle up for you.
I don't reckon people can believe that you are 50. I mean, you literally have grown up before the people of Perth's eyes.
Yeah.
That is hard to believe, my friend.
Oh, it's gone so quick, Baz. That's the amazing part of getting to such a big milestone. You sit there going, wow, where's the last, say, 25 years gone? When I did first start on 7 with you on weekends as a casual and worked my way through. So amazing.
The best,
amazing.
The best is still to come. Well done, everybody. Great calls.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Hey, Chemist Warehouse, for big brands and even bigger savings, shop at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online for home delivery or click and collect. Now, Mum arrives today.
4:30.
She's 4:30. Well, you could drop past Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Get some nice perfume for her.
Correct. Wouldn't
that'd
be
nice.
Lovely to say, hey, Mum, just in case you're not smelling that good. That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Xavier Ellis finally goes down. I tell you what, Zave hung on. His little boys went down, Albie and Ted. And then his beautiful partner, M went down.
Yep.
He refused to go down.
And it
got
him.
Finally, the knockout blow came last night. And that's 4 out of 4 in the Ellis family.
Hey, can I just ask, very quiet in your house at the moment. I thought you said it's just been a manic couple of days. You've got 3 kids, Baz. But it's very quiet. You've got very well-trained kids.
I'm out in the back room and I've locked the door so that nobody can get inside. But you might hear the little fella in the background knocking. He's trying to bang the house down to get inside. So it's 5 out of 5 for us.
Yeah.
I went down first.
So you had a couple of days on your own and then the kids got it?
So one day for me, then it went to Ava, in no particular order, Ava, Anthony, Chloe and Amy. And so within a couple of days, we all had it.
And how crook, Baz? How crook have you been?
I must say, it does knock you about the first couple of days. I feel much better. Now I feel almost back to normal, to be perfectly honest.
Yep.
And that's not underselling it, but that's how I feel. But the first couple of days, it does knock you down. I'll tell you what it feels like, Locke, and we've all been there because you haven't had it yet.
Mm.
But you know that flu that you might get every few years where you just feel like, I can't get out of bed today.
Knocks
I just need to
off.
Lay in bed. That's what it feels like for a couple of days.
Well, there's a bit of a noise in the background there. They are getting a bit rowdy.
I think you've woken the sleeping giant.
Has it been tough? I mean, you have got 3 kids and they, 4 through to 11?
Yes, spot on with the age range. Look, the fact that it's bucketing down outside probably helps because we console ourselves with the fact, well, we wouldn't be outside anyway, or the kids wouldn't be outside anyway. And I must say the girls are at school and the home learning is very well set up. So they're able to go onto the school iPad and do homework. And so actually during school hours, it's actually pretty peaceful because the kids are at school and they'll come out at recess time and they'll come out at lunchtime and it's actually quite good fun. After school hours, it can get a little bit chaotic then.
And can I just jump in there because we're talking about how noisy the kids would be. Robbie, Baz would be the noisiest in that house. There's no doubt about it. He talks all the time, yells, screams, jumps up and down. So we're not having a crack at the kids here. We're actually having a go at you, Baz.
I can't imagine the kids getting a word in, like.
No, they wouldn't.
No. The kids will probably ring in a moment. 133353. So, and the other one, of course, from our team, Sian went down this morning also. So out of our normal regular in the studio complement of three, Sian pushing the buttons, the X-Man and me, all three of us wiped out. I'm broadcasting from home. Zave's just gone down. Sian has just gone down. Sian, by the way, his girlfriend had it earlier in the week. So two from two in his household, four from four in the Ellis household, five from five in the Zemplis household. COVID chaos, we're calling it this morning. How is it in your world? Whether it's in your workplace where you're trying to make up the numbers to get through this little period or whether it's in your household. Aaliyah, what does it look like for you?
Well, hello. Good morning. Both of us are out with it, myself and hubby. I went out on Sunday, went down on Sunday. He went down on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So it's not been too bad because it's only the two of us in the house anyway.
How's the marriage going? Yeah. And has it been too much together all the time?
No, it's actually been quite nice. I did say the other day, if I had to be locked down with somebody, you'd be the one.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. That is. Well, Leah, am I right in saying you're a teacher?
Yeah, I'm a primary school teacher. So
how are they coping at school without you?
About that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there were contingency plans in place, though?
Yeah, there definitely was. We've got a relief teacher teaching from my planning, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to get relief teachers in primary schools. I know
right
we've been pretty hard, but other schools even worse. So I think there's one in our local area that had to find 19 relief staff at some point this week.
We know yesterday's numbers were around the 16,000 mark, down from the previous day, but obviously it's high in the community at the moment. I mean, here's the good news. I feel terrific.
You feel
today.
Good, yeah.
And today is day five.
Right.
So I feel really good today. I feel like I could walk out and be fine and do everything. Probably would get a little bit tired still at the end of the day, but other than that, I feel pretty good. So, I mean, you get it, you get through it, and then hopefully you're just done with it forever.
Let's
cross our fingers anyway.
Hey, good on you, Leah. I hope the marriage survives the next couple of days. Good stuff. Sean from Canningvale, also Canningvale. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you?
How are you affected, big man?
Yeah, so there's four of us in our house. My eldest daughter's got it, and my wife's currently on her way to go get a PCR test.
Oh, dear. How old are the kids?
So I've got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. So the 9-year-old's still testing negative on the RAT, so she's still going to school with a mask and social distancing. Right. But I think the concern is all these RAT tests are coming back negative. So and you hear that around the community a lot as well. So people are still going out, you know, following the guidelines, but potentially could have it. So
it's interesting. I don't know if this helps at all, Sean. So Amy was the last domino to fall in our house. Was doing the RAT test, not positive, not positive, not rat test, but rat, was doing the nasal one, then did a swab in the throat.
Saliva one, yep.
Yeah, and that came up positive straight
away. Well, people are saying the other way around, that don't use the one, the lollipop, don't use that one, stick it up the nose, and that seems to get the positive test.
No, so in Amy's case, the lollipop, we had the lollipops, they didn't seem much good, but it was putting the cotton tip thing in up the throat rather than in the nose, and that seemed to, that brought on the positive result. I guess if you're positive, you're positive. But sometimes people are just waiting to test positive as well, aren't they?
Hey, Sean, are you going to survive, do you think, with the kids?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I think we'll do okay. Me and the wife seem to be going okay at the moment, so we'll see how that goes.
Hang in there, Shawnee. Thanks for phoning through, mate. James is in Gosnells. James, COVID chaos, what does it look like for you?
So how are you going, guys, first of all?
Good, mate.
Thank you for asking, mate. We're going well, brother.
That's all right. Speedy recovery. My boys and I got it back in the end of March.
Right.
And the five of us went, the three of us went down for about 5 days where we hardly saw each other. One of my boys had to go to hospital because he couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
And now we're still sort of suffering a little bit, especially when we're playing sports. We still can't extend our lungs properly, and it's just a different world now.
And do you reckon that's going to stay with you?
I don't know, but I was talking to a nurse the other day and she was saying that it can take up to 3 months to get over it.
So are you still tired now? Are you still a little worn out? Baz reckons he gets a little tired late in the day. Are you the same?
Depends on what I'm doing, but 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Jimmy, well played. Thanks for the call and thanks for the concern, mate. We appreciate it. Christine's in Carramar. Christine, COVID chaos, what does it look like?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, well, you sound a little bit sick.
Oh, dear.
A little bit. Look, it's a bit of a drama in our house. We've got five, we're three grown children, and my husband's, there's five adults in this house. So I'm trying to isolate down the front of the house. But, it's sort of a little bit hard at the moment. All of them are negative. Husband come back with a negative PCR. Our concern is, we were supposed to fly to Queensland in November for my father-in-law's 80th. Now it's my mother-in-law's 80th and we're supposed to fly on the 20th of May. So it's a waiting game as to whether we're all going to be able to go. I'd say not. I mean, it's going to be very unlikely that they don't get it.
That's the concern, isn't it? I mean, I spoke about it before, Baz, that my mum's coming over. So I've done everything possible this week to try and make sure I avoid it because she also hasn't had it. She's 80-odd. So I don't want to be the one, the son over there in Perth that she comes to visit and all of a sudden I'm handing over a bit of COVID.
So Lockie's done everything that he possibly can to avoid getting COVID and then on Friday gets the call to come into the studio where all three members of the show have had COVID and they've been in that studio this week.
Yeah, masks
on. You are
a
trooper, Lockie. You are a trooper.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We've been chatting about COVID chaos this hour of the program, and obviously 5 out of 5 from the Zemplis household down and out. We're all down with COVID here. The Ellis household, 4 out of 4. And Shani's set up normally pushing the buttons, 2 out of 2 for Shan. But amongst the COVID chaos, Lockie, there was a bit of a distraction.
Well, there was because just before 8, I looked over to my screen here, Baz, and you had vanished. And Robbie and I are going, we've got to just do a bit of a link to news. So we were left to hold the fort while you were out of the house. And I've received a text message that Basil Zemplis was in his driveway at about 3 minutes to 8 in a Triple M. They said Triple M wind cheater and a pair of grey shorts.
So you've got people everywhere. Yes. Everywhere you've got.
And I was told that maybe you were, grabbing hold of a basketball ring that may have been busted. Is that right?
You can be a bit unlucky, can't you? Yes, Lockie, we've got 5 out of 5 at home at the moment. I'm broadcasting from the back room. The kids are doing homeschooling from their bedrooms. Anthony's just grabbing the iPad and going wherever he wants at the moment. And Mummy's upstairs probably having the worst of her few days in isolation so far. All of a sudden, there's this noise out the front. And I thought, oh, what's Anthony done now? We're not even allowed outside the house. What can he possibly have done? And then the girls come running in, and we were just about to go to news, and the girls have come running in and go, Dad, a truck's just driven out the front of our house and knocked over the basketball ring.
No. Was it like a rubbish truck, or did they see it? And have you got cameras?
It was tree loppers, to be perfectly honest. So the tree lopping truck, you can be unlucky, Lockie. Yeah. The tree lopping truck.
But it wasn't a timber basketball ring.
No, it wasn't a timber structure.
I didn't think, you're going to get confused.
Now, to be fair to the man that apparently owns the tree lopping company, all negotiations are being handled by Amy at the moment, but via remote control because we're not allowed to leave the house.
Yes.
Well, we went to the very front of the house just to have a look. Now, with all due respect to the man who owns the business and has been very, very nice, Amy says, and said, oh, don't worry, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
you can be unlucky on both ways, I suppose, Lockie, because not only are we all in isolation and the basketball ring gets knocked over by the tree lopping truck that is driving past.
Yes.
But then the bloke who's knocked it over finds he's knocked over the basketball ring out the front of the Lord Mayor's
house. Oh, mate. And I'll tell you what, if there was anything to keep the kids entertained, it would be the basketball ring because your kids are like they're WNBA bound,
well,
I know.
Well, when we're in isolation, you can't even go out on the road. So
you slide it up towards the garage though and they can still be in the garage shooting away?
Well, to be honest,
not now,
Lockie, it is absolutely down and out. The water has come through it. The ring has been knocked off the backboard and the backboard is at 45-degree angle.
No.
And I think the tree loppers have just laid it down on the grass because otherwise it was going to be a bit of a hazard. But so, yes, more COVID chaos. Yes, your spies are everywhere. But I will give the gentleman credit. He was I didn't handle the negotiations, as I said, but apparently he's been very, very nice, Amy said, and was most apologetic about
good to
what
hear.
Had happened.
Good to hear. You'll claim that it was a slam dunk or something like that from you that broke the ring.
Amazingly, 40 pitched to us earlier this morning. Let's do Friday the 13th. Stupid things that can happen.
Yeah.
I said, oh, don't be ridiculous. Nobody believes in that. Next thing you know, a tree lopping truck knocks over your basketball ring out the front of your house.
For Chemist Warehouse, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.